This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected two appeals involving Denver-based Dominion voting systems. The appeals stemmed from baseless claims made by Republicans that Dominion was responsible for former President Donald Trump's defeat in 2020. In one case, the court turned away an appeal from Fulton County, Pennsylvania, that questioned a Pennsylvania High Court ruling involving Dominion voting machines. The other rejected appeal involved claims from people around the country that Dominion tried to silence them. Much of the state will see a hazy sky over the next couple days due to out-of-state wildfire smoke. Fires are currently burning in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, and Idaho. Smoke is worst in northwestern and eastern Colorado. The National Weather Service has issued an air quality alert for Grand Junction and parts of the Southern Front Range. Advisories are also in effect for much of the Front Range and eastern plains from the Wyoming border to Pueblo all the way to Kansas. Conditions should clear up for the most part by tomorrow afternoon, though this streak of very warm weather will continue. Paul Schlatter with the National Weather Service says the higher temps will stick around this week, and most of the state will see highs in the 80s.
And I wish I had better news. The warm and dry temperatures are going to continue for the foreseeable future across the entire state. It's such a stubborn weather pattern that at least for the next 7 days, we don't even really have much precip in the forecast.
Denver has gone over 2 weeks without rain and is currently in a severe drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. This is CPR News.